Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So what do you know about the state of the South Carolina Real Estate Commission? I know absolutely nothing. But the man who is on the other side of the table from me knows a little bit about it. His name is John Reinhart. John is the chair of the South Carolina Real Estate Commission, and we're going to be talking to him about that today on our Straight Talk program. Well, welcome to Straight Talk, John Reinhart.
Thank you, Manning.
Nice to have you here, as always.
Appreciate the invitation.
So now, let me get you to tell us a little bit about you. So for people who have not... Is there anybody who hasn't met you? I will tell you this. Whoever manufactures business cards, you need to sign a contract with this man because he must go through 1,000 of them a month. It's amazing how many cards. He hands them out here all the time. It's Straight Talk. So tell everybody a little bit about you.
Manning, I'm a local. I grew up here in Rock Hill. I graduated from Rock Hill High School in the class of 1967. Mm. I went on to Appalachian State University where I studied real estate and graduated from App State in 73, came back to my hometown to open a real estate company.
But he didn't exactly open a real estate company on day one. And that's a whole other story, and it's a great story, and one day we'll tell it again because your company is rapidly approaching. Well, you're actually in your 50th anniversary year.
Yeah, right we now. Are. How 50 about years.
That? And it becomes official in October.
That's correct.
All right. Well, good for
yes.
you.
Thank you.
And one day, when we get closer to the anniversary, we'll sit down and tell the Superman story and the grocery store and all that. It's a great story. It's a wonderful
you.
Story. Okay, so what the heck is the South? You know what? You left out something. You're married to the lovely Jerry Reinhart.
Yes, I am.
You have two children, Jay and Jennifer. You have, hold on now, seven grandchildren. Seven grandchildren and almost four great-grandchildren.
That's correct.
You're supposed to put these things out there.
We are really blessed. No question about it.
You realize family grows. You realize what Jerry's going to say to you tonight?
What's
Why
that?
Didn't you mention my name? Why didn't you remember who you're married to? Why didn't you remember the person who made all this possible?
56 years coming up.
Attaboy, good for you. So in all seriousness, what the heck is the State Real Estate Commission?
Manning, the South Carolina Real Estate Commission is the... was established and is established by the House and the Senate and signed off by the governor. We're a commission of the state of South Carolina. And the purpose of the Real Estate Commission is twofold. Number one is the protection of the public. Number two, we are also charged with regulating the real estate licensees in South Carolina. That is every licensee that performs real estate, from the property management to general brokerage. So that's our charge.
All right. So for people who don't understand, you just can't go out. I just can't walk out and sell a house to somebody because I'm not licensed.
That is correct.
And you all actually have a school, do you not? You
yes.
still have the school?
We have had a school since 1984.
All right.
But, yes.
So to get to qualify for a real estate license, what do you have to do?
To qualify for a real estate license, you have to take the South Carolina Real Estate pre-licensing course and then the post-licensing course. And, of course, to be a broker in charge, now you have to have a broker's license. You have to have practiced 5 years in the industry. So there are requirements, and they are all set forth in the South Carolina Real Estate Licensing Law.
And your job on the commission is to make sure that the people are following this law.
Absolutely. That is correct.
You're just watching your own industry. Is what you're
yes.
doing.
And if an individual has an experience that or something occurs in the real estate industry that just really doesn't appear to be legal, they can file a complaint with the South Carolina Real Estate Commission. We then go through a process of investigation of that complaint, and it may go to the ICR, which is our internal review committee, and then on to the Real Estate Commission for a hearing. So we're charged as the commissioners. There's a commission member from each of our districts. I actually represent the 5th Congressional District, and it's been my privilege to represent the 5th Congressional District for the last 9 years.
Whoa.
So this is my 9th year on the commission.
How long have you been chair?
This is my first year as chair. I started my first year in September as chair.
So are there, a lot of complaints that come in across the state?
Oh, many. There are a lot of complaints that come in across the state.
Woo.
And some of the complaints are just people's concerns that really do not rise to the level of being a formal complaint. To rise to the level of being a formal complaint, it has to be a violation of South Carolina real estate license law.
So when you say a complaint, what's the most common thing that really doesn't rise to my broker was mean to me or didn't smile when I signed the paperwork or what?
They didn't sell my house, man.
Are you kidding?
I'm upset because my house did not sell, or perhaps saw something was not done that was promised by a licensee. Perhaps they did not feel their promises to the individual of certain things that they said that they would do, which they did not perform. So that's maybe a complaint, but that is very, very few of those.
Okay.
Most of the complaints that we receive are of a serious nature that do require an investigation. And those complaints have to do with the licensing law. If you go to Chapter 40 of the license law, 4057, 135, specifically talks about what the requirements of a licensee is.
So give me an example of one that, let's say, without using any names or what have you, that you all have had to go investigate and determine who was right, who was wrong.
We had a case this past year. As a matter of fact, let me say this. You can go on the South Carolina Real Estate Commission website.
Right.
You can look up whether an individual has a license by simply putting their name into the database.
Ah.
You can find out who they're licensed with, the real estate company. You can also look up the complaints that have been come before the Real Estate Commission, and you can go through those complaints. Also, we are on YouTube every month. Our commission meetings are public, so they're on YouTube, and you can also go in and research prior meetings of the Real Estate Commission. So you can listen to the commission meeting and hear what takes place.
So I could, if I was in a real estate transaction, and I didn't know who my realtor is, I can go online, look up John Reinhart.
Yes.
And I can find out everything about John Reinhart that has been made public.
My license. Yes.
Your license.
Yes, you can check my license. You can see who I'm licensed with, et cetera.
Would it also show me this complaint and this complaint, which we found were...
Yes.
It would show you all that. Ones that have been approved.
Complaints that are public complaints, are listed also.
Complaints that would have been verified by the commission.
That's correct.
Not ones that are scurrilous.
That's right.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. How about that? It's
called a public reprimand, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You may not have a fine. You may not have anything of that nature, but you may have done something that did not rise to the level of putting your license in jeopardy, but is a public reprimand. And a public reprimand may be a statement of this, don't do this again, okay?
Jeez. Now, my guess is most people, tell me if I'm wrong, most people don't take advantage of that to look up the background on who they're dealing with.
That's true. And it is very important, Manning, for people to do that. For example, we have had to deal with some pretty interesting people who have come into our state to do business, who are no longer allowed in our state to do business, such as a company called MV Realty that came in and was doing 40-year listing agreements and then filing them with the courthouse so that there was a lien on your property.
Oh, my gosh.
So those types of situations, obviously, we've handled that in the past. We've had situations where people were practicing real estate without a license. In that situation, we do a cease and desist order immediately. You must have a license to practice real estate in South Carolina. Not only a real estate license, but also a property management license if you are managing property.
Jeez. So now, the term broker, I don't understand what that means. Is that kind of the supervisor?
Well, there are two terms, the broker and the broker in charge.
Oh, okay.
Your broker in charge has responsibility for those licensees whose license are under that broker in charge. And those responsibilities are spelled out in the license law, 4057-135.
So, for instance, Jay Reinhart,
yes,
who's now the president of the company.
Correct.
He's responsible for all the agents that you have all over the place.
No, he is responsible for those licenses that are under him as a broker in charge.
Okay.
Now, he's a broker owner, so yes, he has responsibility ultimately for everyone. However, he may have a broker in charge for our Waxhaw office, broker in charge for our Fort Mill office, a different broker in charge for these various offices.
Okay. So his title is not broker in charge.
A broker in charge.
But he's also
a broker owner.
Ah.
Yes, he's the principal.
Broker in charge, broker owner. Are there any other brokers?
We have a lot of brokers, licensees, who have a real estate broker's license.
Oh, my gosh. Gee whiz.
Yes.
So I guess for somebody who is getting into the real estate, buying a home.
Yes.
Which everybody would love to do, and they don't know anything about the realty company that they're dealing with, mm-hmm. that even if it's a friend of yours that you think mm-hmm. is just wonderful, you would be using your head to go to this website and just pull up the name of Sally Smith or Johnny Jones Realtor and see what's what, see if they do have their license, see if they run into any trouble, whatever.
It's not a bad idea to do that, but I would encourage people to go a step further and call that particular brokerage office, that agent, and have a one-on-one discussion with them. Come in and talk to them about real estate, what your needs are, whether you're selling or whether you're buying. There is not an agent in our company that would not spend an hour with a prospective seller or buyer just to sit down either in our office or in their home to talk about what their real estate needs are, any real estate concerns, and answer their questions. Because one thing's for sure, Manning, this business is not the same as it was when I opened Reinhart Realty in 1976. Change is inevitable. Change is constant. Yeah. You and I both know that, being in business as long as we've been in.
That's true.
That the laws continue to change, the market continues to change, and in real estate, each market is local.
Yeah.
So there are unique aspects of each and every market.
And I wonder how many people who are out there listening to this program today have gotten the call from nowhere.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Mr. Kimmel, are you interested in selling your house? Da, 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 da. It happens all the time.
All the time. Yes. I get things in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
People wanting to buy my house.
Sure.
So that just, you know, I caution people to ignore that, please. Ignore it and talk to your local real estate professional. Call a Reinhart Realtor. They'll be glad to chat with you.
Well, really, you want to make sure, you don't want to be dealing with somebody that's robocalling you, that doesn't know a doggone thing about you, doesn't live in this community, doesn't know what is what. You need to find somebody that you can trust and somebody who's got a good track record that you can find out with this online service that you have, right?
Manning, that is so important. You need to deal with people that you trust, that you know, and that have been doing business for a long period of time. The reputation in our business is the most important thing that we have. and that we guard.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the other things that I think I would take time to talk to a broker about, somebody new that I didn't know, is besides the licenses that you have, what kind of ongoing training have you done since you got your license 5 years ago? Have you done anything? I mean,
we had that discussion this morning. We have a training session on Tuesday mornings. We have training ongoing every week on Thursday morning in our company. So we have 2 days of training for our agents, and both in person and online. So you've got to stay up to date with what is happening in the license law and in the real estate industry, because you have the responsibility of and the privilege of advising your clients on one of the most, if not the most important investment that they will make in their lifetime, and that's their home,
right,
where they're going to raise their family, where they're going to live. So it's very important that you are up to date on the market. You want to make sure that when you are asked about value, that you don't just say a number, that you actually do your research and you provide good information to your clients.
Exactly. And remember, what you think something is worth is probably different than what somebody else thinks
it's
worth. That's
right.
Exactly.
And it's not always the value that's on the on the Internet.
Exactly. The Internet. Yeah. So if I file a complaint,
yes,
with your South Carolina Real Estate Commission, mm-hmm, how long is it going to take to get that complaint processed?
Manny, if you file a complaint with the Real Estate Commission, they are on a timeline, okay, that they must adhere to in the South Carolina Real Estate Commission office as to how quickly they will respond to the complaint. So it does go through a process.
Right.
They are process driven, and they will stay in touch with you along the way and keep you informed of your complaint. Now, that timeline is never fast enough. Because keep in mind, a complaint has to go through the process, through investigation, and through the channels.
Right.
But know that once a complaint is filed, the Real Estate Commission will respond.
So I can expect that once I file the complaint, and you've accepted the complaint, that you're going to start your process, but somebody's going to stay in touch with me.
They will.
We've done this, we've done
yes.
this, we've done this, and we hope to get to this point and make a resolution.
Absolutely.
All right. We have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, at the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. We want to tell those people out there why they should be in here. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, John Reinhart, the chair of the South Carolina Real Estate Commission, is our guest this afternoon. We're learning all about the Real Estate Commission and what the heck it does. I do know from doing programs with your son over the years that you all went through a rather significant change in your contracts and how they're written, and I don't begin to understand it all, but that did create some confusion, did it not?
Well, the attempt was to clarify.
There you go. There's the problem right there.
And basically what we did is we had changes to the Real Estate Practice Act 2024. In May of 2024, the governor signed the law, which allowed us to change and update the South Carolina real estate license law. In some of the areas that we updated, Manning, were in education, continuing education, advertising of your real estate services, prohibition of bad faith agreements, disciplinary citations, wholesaling, and assigning.
Wholesaling.
Wholesaling.
What the heck is wholesaling?
Oh, Manning, wholesaling is something that has really, really been an important issue in South Carolina. It's not only in South Carolina, it really is across the country. And it is where an individual contacts a prospective seller, and we have found that not only do they contact sellers, they tend to look at demographics, the demographics being the elderly, the demographics being minorities, and the wholesaler approaches them with mass mailings, and they get interest of someone, so they sit down with them and they say, I'm interested in buying your property, how much would you sell it for? That individual may have been in that property for 20, 30 years, they may have paid $10,000 for it. And they say, how much would you give me? And that wholesaler may say, oh, well, I'll give you $100,000 for it. Well, that's 10 times what they paid for it. So they enter a contract. Well, the property is actually worth $175,000 or even $200,000. So the wholesaler takes the contract to the market and starts selling or wholesaling the contract. The individual owner goes to a closing, which is at the closing, they get their $100,000, and the wholesaler walks away with their $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000 check. And the owners of the property say, why? How did this happen?
Right.
Well, the law has now clarified this wholesaling aspect, and I would refer everyone to the South Carolina license law. And if you're approached by a wholesaler, please contact your local real estate professional so that we can advise you before you sign anything with a wholesaler.
So we talked earlier about these what I call robocalls that come in.
Yes.
You know, you're only set up. Is that pretty much what we're talking about?
Some are robocalls, yes.
But some of these are wholesalers?
They may very well be a wholesaler. They just have a group of numbers, and they're calling to see if you're interested in selling your house. And they want the appointment, and that's where it starts. Now, these are not licensed individuals. Now, if you're going to wholesale in South Carolina, you best read the update to the South Carolina Real Estate License Law.
Right.
Number one, if you're an agent, a licensee in South Carolina, beware. You have a conflict of interest. When you start talking about wholesaling, you have a definite conflict of interest with your principal seller.
Whew. Wow.
So, and wholesaling is specific now as to what the requirements are. And it does not mean that a contract itself cannot be marketed and sold. However, a wholesaler cannot advertise a real estate property, a house, land, anything real estate. So,
true. There's a lot of complexity to this thing called real estate, isn't there?
There is a lot of complexity to this, to real estate, no question about it. And that really is the reason that you need advice.
Right.
You need people you can trust to advise you in handling this your real estate transaction.
You know, it's always amazing to me. There are people out there who try to sell and buy their own property by themselves, right? I never have quite understood that. I mean, I understand that it's like anything. You go to a doctor, you're going to pay a fee, right? I'm going to go to a real estate professional, I'm going to pay a fee. Why would you – the biggest investment most people have is their house, especially in today's market. My God. And I can't believe that people are willing to risk screwing that up because they don't want to pay a commission or a fee. I equate it to going to a doctor or going to a lawyer. All right, I need that service. I'm going to pay for that service. What makes me think I can do any better? I don't know anything about real estate except I live in a house, period.
Manning, I recently had an experience where a good friend of mine asked if I would do him a favor and talk to his son. His son was about to sell his house and felt he could do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over, I talked to his son, I asked him how much he felt the property was worth. He said he had had some conversations and he thought the property was worth $280,000. He said, how much do you think it's worth? I did a market analysis on the property and it was worth not $280,000, it was worth $325,000. And he said, if you can sell it for $325,000, where do I sign? And I said, I just happen to have the paperwork with me. We sold the house 2 weeks later for $325,000.
There you go.
His comment to me is, I cannot believe I was going to leave $50,000 on the table.
Well,
so,
but that's one thing that should be concerned. But then if there's a hiccup, if there's a problem.
Absolutely.
And I've owned two or three houses in my lifetime. And there's always a damn hiccup. And
always.
How do I handle a hiccup? I mean, I don't know anything about real estate. That's the realtor's job.
Yes. And the fact is your realtor can give you good professional guidance and advice. And if you are trying this on your own, I hope you have a wonderful relationship with an attorney. Because there's a good probability along the way that you're going to need them.
Well, I think that's very true. Very true. You don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
I agree.
A good realtor is somebody who is going to take their profession seriously. They're going to do the ongoing training. Do you all have requirements for, what do they call it, continuing ed?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes.
What is that?
You're going to have to, you have to have continuing education. Every 24 months, our licensees have to have a continuing education. I believe it's 12 hours currently,
okay.
10 or 12 hours, depending on your license. But that's ongoing. Now, if you're practicing in North Carolina, their requirements are that no more in North Carolina.
All right, so there is a lot to the South Carolina Real Estate Commission. You go online and find them. If you got a problem, that's where you want to start. And if you have questions about whoever you're dealing with, you can look up all the information right there. John Reinhardt, thank you, buddy, for what you're doing.
Manning, thank you.
Keep the industry straight as the chair of the South Carolina Real Estate Commission.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time, fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters for people who do not understand. Yeah, you're supposed to read those letters. And if you read them with me, you'll get a free cookie. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
She got a cookie. Give her a cookie.
Thanks.
Right here, got a cookie.
Thanks.
Got a cookie. All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.